This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started with the obvious news of the day, and that is the RNC convention day one, we need to tell everybody that the Tropical Storm Marco, which is now skirting along I-10 from Louisiana west headed towards Texas, is now a depression. Winds are down to 30 to 35 miles an hour with some higher gusts. It's still a big rainmaker. There's still a lot of rain. Heavy rain is possible tonight across portions of the central Gulf Coast. So if you're on I-10, be advised of that. But do what you got to do and get it done, because right behind it by Wednesday night, we will have a Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-an-hour winds, which will be centered somewhere around Beaumont, Texas, it looks like, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we understand, of course, that they are issuing the hurricane watches and so forth in the area near Beaumont and, of course, all the way over to Houston and, again, all the way over towards New Orleans as well in terms of where they want to have this watch extend.
Yeah, and the Senator Cohen brings it right on the Texas-Louisiana border, which would be right about Beaumont. And, of course, it's now coming off of the Cuba, and it didn't lose a lot of its steam. It's still got 65-mile-an-hour winds, which means it pretty much stayed intact, and it's going to intensify because it's going to go over some pretty warm water and then work its way up into the Gulf, and we'll see what happens. But Wednesday night, sometime Wednesday night, it is expected to come ashore and be a Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-an-hour winds. And this one here, you've just had a bunch of rain. In some areas, you've had 11 inches of rain from Marco. This one here brings as much as a foot of rain with it if you're in one of those unlucky areas. So do the math. 11 and 12 is 23 where I come from.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, as Laura comes ashore, right now the track that they have for it, has it going up, or has Laura going up through Arkansas, of course, after Louisiana, up through Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee as well. As so you're probably going to get some rain.
And then go back out to sea. It's going to make a right turn, hook, and go back out to sea.
Exactly right. So we've got all through, yeah, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, parts of Ohio, and so forth. Yeah, you may get a lot of rain as well as Laura moves through.
Yeah, when it goes back out in the ocean, who knows where it's going to go?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, because I've seen these things go out in the ocean, and once in a while, they'll reform again and then make another loop, and here they come. Yeah, it's been known to happen. And, of course, we have a lot of wind and a lot of rain associated with this. Now, it's still a tropical storm, but as I said, Laura is a 65-mile-an-hour storm that doesn't show any signs of weakening. And just to give you an idea of what's going on here, the minimum central pressure is now down to 995 millibars. Now, it's gone down. It was 1,009 last night at this time, so it's dropped down 14 millibars, which means it's cranking up.
That's exactly right. And as you mentioned, Captain, about the warm water, that's the loop current, I believe, coming into the Gulf, and that's deep water there. And if it's warm, then it is definitely going to energize Laura, and we should see that really strengthen.
So just to tease a little bit of the Republican convention, the Democrats just finished their convention, right, Kyle?
That's right.
And last week's Democratic National Convention certainly made history, but it delivered a poll bump to the other guy, President Donald Trump. How do you like that?
Well, isn't that something? It's interesting, Captain. I think a lot of people might have tuned in to the Democrat National Convention to find out what the Democrats might be saying about the rioting and the fires in the American
cities. Not a word.
Not a word, exactly. And, of course, President Trump has been talking about that, of course.
Yeah.
On and on. And so I think that may be part of the difference.
And let me tell you what happened. The percentage of Trump's approval went from 47 to 51%, up 4%. But the number one issue that people found was ignoring the riots and the violence in the Democratic-led cities, 34.72% of the people. That was their number one issue. Number two was depressing take on America, tied with the bash Trump tactic. That was tied at 17.46%. And then the one after that was omitting under God from the pledge.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a major malfunction of the Democrats. I'm surprised they couldn't see that coming.
All right, well, folks, hang on, Kyle, you too. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Republican convention. I'm going to tell you what the talking point seemed to be. It was a positive message if you were on our side of the aisle. If you're on the other side of the aisle, they're telling you that it was all dishonest stuff that we were hearing. Really? Really? Well, we'll tell you who the liars were. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And remember, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, do a great job because their product has been helping me for going on 4 years right now, and I take it religiously. Some days I can get by with one pack. Some days I need to have two packs. And by the way, the individual packets have four capsules in them, all natural, 100% drug-free. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and it alleviates pain at its source. It goes right to where your pain is, and it gets rid of it. It's that simple. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. So, if you want to try the 1995 three-week quick start to get it going, that's all it costs is $19.95 to get it started. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, and hopefully it'll work for you the same way it has for me. Because the other day, and every now and then, I'll have back problems or issues or maybe an ankle or something like that that's really bothering me. And I take this, or sometimes I take a double dose of it. I'll take one, and then I'll take another one 2, 3, 4 hours later, and the pain is gone. The swelling is down. It's that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And if you feel you have to call them, the number is 800-500-8384. Back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about this little poll about the Democratic Convention and what was number one, that they ignored talking about the riots and violence in the Democratic-led cities. That was the one thing that the people found the most fault with the Democrats, and they made a huge mistake not talking about that.
Well, that's absolutely right, because people are watching what's happening on their television screens, internet tablets, and cell phones, and they see what's going on. And it's as if, Captain, the Democrats came along and said, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your senses, don't trust your perceptions, because this is a big myth or something.
Well, here's what I heard, and I wrote this down to make sure I heard what I thought I heard. with the speeches that were given last night, and I thought from the start to the finish, starting out with Charlie Kirk and finishing with Senator Tim Scott and everybody in between, I thought they did a very good job. I didn't hear anybody tearing into anybody or doing any personal harm or damage. All I heard was factual and truthful statements. But get this, CNN puts out the headline, RNC started off with a parade of dishonesty.
Well, sure. I don't think anybody's going to be really surprised by that. I found a CNN quote, part of their synopsis of the first day of the RNC, saying that the Republicans tried to cast Trump as a caring, empathetic leader who worked to halt the spread of coronavirus and tried to portray him essentially being the only thing standing between the U.S. and, get this, Captain, a devious Democrat Party. Wow. I mean, I think maybe they write this stuff before...
Well, the Democrats are devious.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, and they're devilish. So let's throw that in there. It's like good versus evil. But here's what I heard. I heard President Trump and Vice President Pence's people promising to put you and your family first every single day. They must have said that a half dozen times,
right.
The speakers that were in there. I also heard them say they will create more jobs, cut taxes, protect American jobs. Heard that numerous times. I also heard them say the coronavirus would be eradicated. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of people there that had been patients and the first responders that had worked with the people with coronavirus that spoke very highly what the president was doing. You heard it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I heard that America will end its reliance on China and bring back, and this was the biggie. I haven't heard anybody mention this except what I'm about to say right now. America will end its reliance on China and bring back 1 million manufacturing jobs. Bingo.
That is, yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, again, this idea that opportunity for Americans is paramount to this administration, I think, and to this president. And also, Captain, of course, you know, the idea that, you know, the Democrats pretty much want to end our energy production, pretty much. Right now, we're the world's biggest producer of energy. In fact, we're exporting it.
Well, they want the green power.
Well, exactly. But a lot of these things are pie in the sky. They're not realistic in terms of what they're talking about. It's always great to have alternative energy sources and mission-specific things, but you can't talk about ruining the economy literally overnight.
Okay, we got a caller. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Gavin. Hi, Kyle. It's Pat from Kentucky. I didn't get to, I missed a little bit of the interviews. And was Rand Paul, do you know what Rand Paul spoke on?
Rand Paul didn't speak at all, to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. I heard Rand Paul was
He might be speaking, but it wasn't last night.
Okay. I was just interested in what he had spoken on. I heard pretty much all of it, but I was just wondering about that. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. All right, and Kyle, do you have the list there when the speakers are scheduled?
I do. Let's see if I can find here. Was for Monday. Yeah, I don't see Rand Paul.
No, he was not there last night. I'll guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me see. I'll kind of scan down through here and see. But if he pops up here, I'll let you know. But I do think, though, that Ambassador Nikki Haley did a great job.
Oh, she hit it out of the park, and she's just a gem in the rough. Now, here's something else. I heard them talk about insurance premiums would be lowered, Social Security and Medicare will be protected, prescription drug prices will be cut, and pre-existing conditions will be covered on the health plan that the Republicans are putting forth. And by the way, their health plan, I believe, is 62 pages long compared to the Democrats, again, with 1,100 pages of I don't know what.
Right. Well, precisely. And again, sometimes, you know, the more simple approach is usually the best approach.
Always.
Yeah, exactly. But the Democrats, of course, remember, they're trying to create a particular system that, again, sort of takes away your choice, takes away your independence, and
well,
with a one-size-fits-all.
Since you mentioned choice, the next item on the list was school choice will be provided for every child in America. The money will follow the child.
You see, that is anathema.
And the Democrats don't want that.
Well, of course
Because that means if they go to a charter school, the money goes with them. Well, they don't like charter schools because the teachers' union doesn't like them. Now, here's the other one. We will drain the swamp by passing congressional term limits. About damn time.
Well, that's right. You know, because, again, you know, we see people who have stayed in the House for so very, very
20,
long.
30 years.
Exactly right. And they simply become sort of, well, here's a, you know, a sort of a funny term, institutionalized within the institution, it would seem.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work out in the end.
And then law enforcement will be fully funded. Well, to that I say amen, and that was great. And then after that, no more sanctuary cities. I cheered on that one. Human trafficking networks will be dismantled, and illegal immigrants will be blocked from becoming eligible for taxpayer-funded welfare, health care, and free college tuition. Yes, sir, buddy.
Well, you know, it seems that at every turn, Captain, the Democrat platform, and certainly the
That's what they want to do. That's what the Democrats want to do right there. That's one huge difference between the Democrats and Republicans. The Republicans don't want to do all of that, and the Democrats want to do all of it.
Right, right. And it just seems that everything that they want to do seems to be just counterintuitive at best.
Mm.
You know, it's almost like, well, are they just confused or what?
And then I got a couple more left, and then I'll finish my notes here. We will establish a permanently manned presence on the moon and send the first manned mission to Mars. And that's, I guess that's Star Wars stuff, but that's okay. It makes you feel proud about your country, and maybe we do need to have a presence on the moon because of the fact that we're going to have a war in outer space one of these times.
Well, true. I think there is definitely a national security aspect to that. And then also, of course, the more that we do things like that, the more that we expand our knowledge about the universe.
And then we're going to stop the endless wars and bring our troops home, as was illustrated by the agreement that was reached over the weekend, where we're giving up Camp Taji in Iraq. We're bringing our troops out of there. That was the largest base in Iraq. We're bringing our troops out of there. We're going to stage them and either bring them home, most of them, or put some of them in another area in the Middle East, or maybe even send them to Europe, or we could send them over into the South Pacific, where our next big nemesis is, China.
Well, that's right. And, of course, bringing the troops home and stopping these different wars, of course, has been a hallmark of what President Trump's been trying to accomplish. And there's a lot of headwinds about that.
And, of course, finally, the president has always put America first with every decision that he makes, and we expect his second term as our president to be no different. That was what I heard. That was what I heard presented by all the different speakers that spoke last night. And if that's negative and if that's dishonest, then I missed something somewhere along the line.
Well, right. And, of course, the second term of President Trump will be so much better if he has both the House and the Senate.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you'll be coming right back with a lot more here. I got some more information here. Matter of fact, I got some more polling numbers here that are kind of interesting. And then I've got the hydroxychloroquine thing here where you've been hearing all sorts of stuff. All of a sudden, hydroxychloroquine, my God, it works. So they're allowing it in certain areas. And a governor even said, yes, it's okay to do it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As racial tensions continue around the United States, Wisconsin's governor has summoned the National Guard for fear of another round of violent protests. After the police shooting of a black man turned Kenosha into the nation's latest flashpoint city in a summer of racial unrest, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said 125 members of the National Guard would be in Kenosha tonight with responsibility for guarding infrastructure and making sure the firefighters and others involved are fully protected. County authorities also announced an 8 o'clock curfew. The move came as protesters set cars on fire, smashed windows, and clashed with officers in riot gear over the wounding of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, who was hospitalized in serious condition. In a widely seen cell phone video made by an onlooker, he was shot apparently in the back as he leaned into his SUV while three children sat in the vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio show host. Now, your local GEICO office can also help you find coverage for just about anything you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They can insure all that. And they can also insure your home or your apartment, wherever you're renting, because they have homeowners and renters insurance. Now, how you save money the fastest is to combine your homeowner's policy with your automobile policy, and then you get a bundled rate, and you will get a discount, and it'll save you money on your insurance. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door a little bit further for you, too. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, we've got some real problems again tonight in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There have been some big-time fires started again. I think at least 4 structures were set on fire tonight by these people that are going nuts in Kenosha. And I'm seeing people that in the streets running around, tear gas being fired at them. Looks like, by the way, the National Guard is out too, somewhere in Kenosha, about 150 or so.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They're there to provide logistical support and also help safety for the police officers. We're monitoring some channels here in terms of social media, people actually taking videos in real time. One of the reports we have from earlier is that the Department of Corrections building in Kenosha was completely ablaze. Somebody set a fire there. Also, reports of fires all through the city, or in fires in downtown, I should say, that the city is filled with smoke. And then also, I think a tire store was set on fire as well. Another abandoned building across from that particular tire store was set on fire. So, again, we have all this happening literally in real time, and it's going on as we speak.
Now, the police need to get out in front of this as best they can, because this black gentleman went back to his car and bent down to pick something up in the car. Don't know what it was, and that's when he got shot, because I've seen way too many instances, and so have you, real-time instances, where somebody bends over to pick something up and they pull a gun out from underneath the seat in the front seat in the car.
That's right, yeah. Things that have surfaced, police body cams and or car cams, dashboard cams, where you actually see a suspect pull out a pistol from their car during a traffic stop, for example, and simply open fire. So, again, the police have certain training, and this is part of that. And so, of course, there's a full investigation that's going on. We understand it will be, completed within 30 days, and there may be body cam footage having to do with this particular incident as well. But, again, we have to get all of the facts first, but unfortunately we're seeing a massive amount of destruction going on in Kenosha.
Well, if they want to call this thing sooner rather than later, and if they've got body cam footage that shows this guy reaching and grabbing something, which could have been a gun or even a knife, then that should bring some sort of common sense to the issue, instead of just people going off the deep end and just burning things down.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, some of the footage that we're seeing from people simply taking a cell phone camera footage show SWAT teams coming in tactical units in the area as some fires simply burn out of control.
Now, the governor of Minnesota has finally lifted the prescription restrictions on hydroxychloroquine. That, of course, is a malaria drug that's being used to treat the early stages of COVID-19. He said the reason was it didn't work. That's why he did it. And was he wrong? I mean, was he wrong? Because now, almost a half year later, the restrictions were lifted August the 12th because there's no running the drug. The reason there's no high demand for the drug, Governor Waltz maintains, is because it doesn't work, so doctors aren't using it as expected. But in the meantime, some doctors spoke up and said, hey, we're using the hydroxychloroquine along with a zinc sulfate mixture, which dates back to March when Dr. Vladimir Zenko, a family physician based in New York, reported he had treated numerous patients with all three medications and 100% survived the virus. Well, what he's not telling you is that the majority of the people over 65 years of age that are being given this have survived. So, therefore, now that it works, that's a good thing.
Well, exactly.
And it worked all the time, I might add.
Well, it certainly did. And this is something I've been saying for a long time, Captain, we've been talking about here on the program. You know, hydroxychloroquine may be one aspect of treating COVID-19.
Sure.
It may work in people over a certain age. It may work in a certain part of stage of the disease or the infection. And then something else might work for somebody else who's in a different age group. So in other words, because this has been politicized, in the media and by the Democrats, and especially with their political machine, it's actually hampering our ability to get this, follow the science. Because I thought when we follow science, you know, we make hypotheses and we test those things and we find out if they're true or not. But the political environment has squelched so much inquiry into COVID-19.
Well, the president, the president took it to alleviate any problems, you know, from the people that he'd come in contact with at a time when there were some people that were coming down testing positive. So he took it for that reason for, I guess, a couple of weeks or so, and it worked for him. And the other thing is here's the funny part. Remember how we heard Joe, you know, well, I'm being tested all the time, every day I get tested, oh, yeah. I get this. And then we found out that he hadn't been tested at all for coronavirus, COVID-19, and neither had Kamala Harris. Well, now we're being told by the campaigns that both of them will be tested regularly for coronavirus.
Well, I guess it's about time. For one thing, the president's tested all the time. The people around him are tested. I think, Captain, people will be are shocked to find out that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have not been tested, at least up to this point. One would think that that would be one of the first things that they would be doing with the nominees for president and vice president. But, again, I guess it's do as we say, not as we do. And also, Trump had said what Biden had said about being tested all the time, the media would be all over him about that.
So now we're going out to California, where California firefighters are battling over 580 blazes statewide. What's going on out there that you know about?
Well, Captain, right now we've got, of course, 7 people now total, as far as we know, that have died in these fires. We have 625 separate fires that are burning. These are from these lightning strikes. And, of course, the large fires, the big complex fires, are being fought all together at once. But 1.2 million acres so far have been scorched. We know of 250,000 people who have either had to evacuate or are under imminent warnings of having to evacuate. Right now, it looks like the Bay Area, their red flag warnings have been lifted for now. But, of course, these big fires that are burning in Northern California, Central California, they continue. And, again, we still have heat conditions, gusty winds in some areas. So it's very, very difficult to get these fires fought. We know that the governor of California has been reaching out to other states and even as far away as Australia to get help, basically telling the people in California we're trying to do everything that we can. But it is a very, very difficult battle.
And now we hear Jerry Falwell Jr. Is resigning or has resigned as the Liberty University president. And then there was a contradiction in that said, oh, no, not so fast. I'm not resigning. I'm just going to take a leave of absence or whatever. But he's got this personal scandal going on. Not only was he accused of having some improprieties with some women, his wife apparently had an affair with a pool boy. And that's really created quite a firestorm there in at Liberty University.
It certainly has, and the story about that has come out, at least the accusations from the person that, yes, was at one point their pool boy, basically, is quite bizarre, and this is something that's, I can't imagine how people, how Falwell can be weathering this right now. It's interesting, the report of the resignation and then the reversal of that, but I think it's this is a long way from ever getting worked out.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways and get a little bit more specific in what's going on along the Gulf and elsewhere. Got a bunch of smoke out west, and in the Gulf, well, we got those storms. One's a depression, the other one's going to be a hurricane by sometime today, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see one of those, pull on in there, especially during the Third Watch, and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about the Flying J and the Pilot, because if you go in there with your coffee, you can grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, or if you're a member of the Drivers Club and you got one of those mugs, one of those travel mugs that they sell, that you get for being a Drivers Club member after so many points, then guess what? You can get a cold drink or a hot drink, whichever it is for you. So let's get started right now.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song. And let's get started here because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about right now. And I'll tell you what, Marco is now a depression, but is expected to continue with its heavy rainfall across portions of the north central Gulf Coast and southeastern United States through Wednesday. In the meantime, Tropical Storm Laura is forecast to become a hurricane as it moves further into the Gulf and reaches the northwestern Gulf Coast as a hurricane, possibly a Category 2. 110 mile an hour winds late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning, with impacts including very strong winds, storm surge, high surf, heavy rainfall expected. Hurricane, tropical storm, and storm surge watches are being issued right now all along the Gulf Coast. We'll get a little bit more specific with that in a second. But Kyle, you've got stuff going on out west, including a whole bunch of smoke, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot of smoke to tell you about tonight. In the southwest, we're going to start there in the Phoenix area. Again, we have excessive heat warnings in that area. Of course, all along I-10, as you come in and out of Phoenix, you're looking at 105 to 114 degrees during the day. That'll go all the way up through Kingman, that heat warning and heat advisory, where it could be about 115 degrees, and that covers the Lake Havasu and Fort Mojave areas as well. And, of course, if you're traveling along I-8 as well, south of Phoenix, you've still got a hot trip that you're going to be having there. In California, in the southeast of California, in the desert areas, 111 to 116 degrees, and that is extending through almost into San Diego County, a little bit into San Diego County with the excessive heat watches. In Orange County, it's still about high 80s, mid 90s, really, but that heat advisory continues up through the Los Angeles area, of course. And then also in Central California, as we go up the Central Valley, of course, we have the air quality alerts from the fires that are burning nearby, these large fires. Air quality or smoke, and this is going to be in effect through a lot of the central part of California, Tuolumne County, Mariposa County, which covers Mariposa, of course, up near Yosemite Valley, Fresno, Tulare, and, of course, nearby areas as well. Now, as we go up through into Nevada, we have another fire weather warning covering most of the north part of that state, and we have a smoke going all through parts of Oregon, and looks like also parts of Idaho as well. Well, actually a lot, large part of Idaho, Boise area along I-84. If you're going on I-15 near Pocatello, Idaho Falls, all the way up to Butte, Montana, and then over to Missoula, and then also in Bozeman along I-90, you're going to have air quality and smoke issues. Colorado, of course, is heavy smoke in some areas, and that's slow to decrease if you're in southern Colorado, along I-25, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo as well. And we've also got sightings of smoke, Captain, even in parts of Kansas as well, according to different reports, and all this is coming from California.
Yep, and central part of New Mexico got some poor air quality there around Albuquerque and over in the Metroplex again, Dallas, poor air quality there. Got some scattered rain and showers up in Wisconsin tonight, up along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. From about just a little bit south of Buffalo all the way to Rochester, you got some scattered showers up in there tonight. And you got poor air quality alert up in Maine tonight, of all places, from the New Hampshire line all the way to Nova Scotia, so along I-95. Now, if you're on I-10 from Houston east, certainly through Louisiana, you're going to be in heavy rain tonight. And that probably is going to continue in through the night until the morning, when it will start moving up further inland before it makes a right turn and goes a little bit towards the central part of the country. And it looks like it's going to go up the Mississippi Valley from what everything looks like at the moment. But the problem is going to be Wednesday night. You don't want to be hanging around that area from Houston to New Orleans, anywhere in between, if you can help it, because there's going to be what looks like a 110-mile-an-hour hurricane coming in your direction. It's going to have more of a storm surge, more rain. Now, some areas, Kyle, yesterday got 11.6 inches of rain from the Florida Panhandle West.
Well, that's exactly right. And so this rainmaker of Marco, of course, is setting the stage for what could be a very, very bad situation as well with incoming Laura.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you get rid of, you know, any delays in that area if you can possibly do it and move on out of Dodge. Now, in the meantime, Florida, the southwest coast of Florida, on up to Big Bend, we've got us another heat advisory for very warm temperatures, and it was warm yesterday, I'll tell you that much. I felt sorry for the people I saw working outside because they were literally trying to get in the shade, getting their trucks turned on, you know, get the air conditioning going, whatever, about every 30 or 45 minutes. That's how hot it was, and they were just literally dripping wet from what they were doing, the outside work they were doing. But it's going to be there. It's going to come up, and it looks like that storm is going – it looks like Laura's going to come up, make a hook, and go out – towards through the Carolinas somewhere and possibly go back out in the ocean.
That's true. That's right. Looks like Laura's going to come up, go through Louisiana, hook through parts of Arkansas, maybe even Oklahoma, through Tennessee, Kentucky, maybe through West Virginia or Virginia, but you're right. It could also sort of track through the Carolinas as well. But and Lord only knows what it might do when it gets back out to the ocean.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time that we've had something screwy go on with one of those things. But the point is, folks, if you're along I-10 and you don't have to be there very long, I would not stay there very long. I would get myself over into Florida, or I would get myself west. If you're going west, whatever, but just don't sit there and look around and go, oh, gee, look at this, because by Wednesday night, you're going to have a Category 2 hurricane probably bearing down on you.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So pay attention to the local weather reports and authorities, and be prepared. Be ready. In many cases, too, make sure that you have things that you might need, especially medicine, things that you might have to take with you, so you're not caught unawares.
And gasoline, one of the largest refineries in the country, shut down yesterday because of the impending storm plus the hurricane that's headed right directly towards where it's at. So gasoline will probably be impacted. If the price hasn't already gone up, it will go up.
Well, it certainly will. It certainly will, yeah.
Now, the fires out in California, any word on getting them under control or no?
Well, from what we understand right now, Captain, of course, you know, you have these big, what they call these big complex fires, the LNU lightning complex fire that's burned about 350,000 acres. It was 22% contained at last report. The SCU lightning complex to the southeast looks like it's about 10% contained.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about California's high court and something they did yesterday. You're going to be shocked when you hear about this. This goes back to a case 15 years ago. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877. 877-
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.